I'm Lee Steiner, and I'm the director of this production of Godspell. This piece was written in 1970. This show is done by 10 people. There are some productions that have added more people to it, but really we call our 10 people a tribe because if you talk to individuals who have ever been in the show Godspell, there is something that really happens among that 10 group of people over the period of time that you work together on it. They're all on stage all the time, and just as Jesus is teaching them to learn to love each other, they learn to love each other as people. So the journey that Jesus is teaching about is the journey that one as a director is always hoping that your cast will have. It's taken from the Gospels, and it is the story of Jesus's teaching about love, and as we call it, about the Good Samaritan going global. That is, what is our obligation to our neighbors? And who are our neighbors? And that is a story for everyone, whether you're a believer or not, whatever faith you may be. It is a story for all of us, and I think everyone will find it that way.
Brick by brick, heart by heart, now, maybe now, we start learning how we can build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels, but we can build a city of men. When your trust is all but
shattered. My name's John Love. I'm going to be playing Jesus in Godspell. The song that you just heard was Beautiful City. And if I could describe the song, it's just kind of, it's Jesus' vision of what he knows the world can be. It's timeless. I grew up listening to this music. My mom was a big fan, so I grew up listening to the soundtrack, the original soundtrack of the 70s. And it's brilliant, and I think that's the beautiful thing about it is now it's just as good today as it was in the 70s. And there's been some modifying to the music. It's more kind of modern sounding rock. It's excellent though, yeah, and it's kind of stayed timeless throughout. So I think a lot of people hear Godspell and they think, oh, it's just, you know, a big religious show and everything, and it is. Its roots are in the book of Matthew. But I think what I would want people to walk away with once they see the show is just feeling accepted for who they are, because that's what we're trying to bring with this production, is just to show love for everybody, whether you're religious, not religious. It's a show for anyone just to feel loved and accepted.
Then think the Lord.
Hi, I'm Jeff Leathers, and the song I was just singing is called All Good Gifts. It comes after a realization moment for my character when I decide that I kind of commit myself to the teachings and the parables that we're learning from Jesus. It's a parable of the seeds. One falls onto the footpath, but I was the seed who fell in the good soil and grew and blossomed. So it's sort of an appreciation for all of the lessons of love that they've been learning through the entire first act. It is a religious show, but it's not what you would think of when you think of a religious show. It's sort of got this just beautiful unifying element to it. This sort of the city of man, the idea of going out and just showing love to your fellow man and trying to be a good person to them is the ultimate sort of message of the show, and I think this is wonderful.
I'm Dave Shaw, and I am the, well, traditionally we call it artistic director, but for this show we're calling it, I've changed my title to sonographer. Sonographer is someone that handles all the visual aspects of a show. So from costumes to sets, hand in lighting, all that kind of stuff. So, which is what I'm doing. Right now we're cutting hair backstage. We're putting the finishing touches on the set and just had a little meeting about makeup and costumes. So that's my job. In decorating this space, we decided I wanted it to look like the world because we are treating it, you know, as the global family. And so it is covered with, we've been decoupaging maps that we've been collecting to cover this giant circle to represent the world. But on certain areas, the ramp and some step pieces and some pillar pieces are pictures. Those pictures have been collected through the new wonder of technology and Facebook. And so we started a page and asked people to send us greetings from around the world. Over the summer, we have now received greetings from all 50 states, 38 countries, including New Zealand and the North Pole. Amazingly, we have 4 from Iceland and Taiwan, Cambodia. They've been pulled in to join what we're doing here with their images decoupaged all over the set.
I'm Karis Fritz. I'm playing the role of Karis. Besides Jesus and Judas/John the Baptist, what's unique about this show is that everyone calls each other by their names. We have certain characteristics that are unique to our characters, but we call each other by names just as if we're friends and stuff. So it's interesting when they're like, oh, what character are you playing? Well, I'm playing myself, technically. What I've come to realize is the whole process of getting to know everybody in our tribe and everything is really a reflection of this entire show. I mean, we are just now getting to be really, really close friends, growing these relationships with each other. I just love the smaller, more intimate cast, and it truly is like, Godspell truly does like change your life when you're in a production of it. Day by day.